Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And this morning in the studio, we have, in the virtual studio, we have Park Ranger Cinnamon Dockham here to talk about an event happening this weekend. Good morning, Cinnamon.
Good morning.
We're excited to hear more about this event. And so, Cinnamon, you have been a park ranger with NPS for quite a while, but you're relatively new to Sitka. Can you tell us a little bit about how long you've worked with NPS and how you made it to Sitka?
Sure. Yeah, I started out in the National Park Service in 2003. I did an internship in Katmai National Park, and that was my first experience in Alaska. And of course, I was hooked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been a park ranger mostly with Alaska parks ever since. Most recently, I moved here to work with Sitka National Historical Park, and I've been here for about a year now.
Wonderful. And I'm sure you've been enjoying the very wet weather here in Sitka, especially this morning. We've got some wintry mix.
Right. It's a little different than what I'm used to.
Yes, I would imagine. And so, Cinnamon, this event happening this weekend, it's called the Bark Ranger Event. And it's part info session, part celebration. Tell us, what exactly is a Bark Ranger event? And what can folks expect from this weekend?
Okay, so a Bark Ranger event is basically a celebration to give appreciation to the pets and their owners that use our national parks and do it in a way that keeps it safe and pristine for the next user. This is not a Sitka-specific type of a program. This is actually a National Park Service program, so it's nationwide. And so several national parks that do allow dogs to be on their trails and use the trails, several of the parks do these kinds of programs as well. So it's kind of a nationwide thing, but every park has their own spin on it. And so this year we decided to add the element, well, you know, Halloween is coming up. So we decided to add that costume contest element to it. It will be here in the park near the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
On the seaside, so near the beach on the lawn there. So it will be outside. It'll be Saturday, October 30th, from 10 o'clock in the morning until noon. And that last half hour from 11:30 to noon will be the costume contest. So you want to come a little before that to sign your pet up for that.
Okay, that's exciting. So, and this event, it's nationwide, it's NPS wide. But is this Sitka's first Bark Ranger event?
It's not the first event, but I have a feeling it's probably the biggest one that we've had so far. We tried it out a couple of times last year and had a few Bark Rangers show up, but last year was just weird.
So, good summary.
Yeah, it was just weird. So this year we actually gained a couple of partners to help us really get the word out and to really make this a festive event. So we have Sitka Animal Hospital who is joining us. And they really, really took on that whole Halloween theme. And they're doing presentations about the creepy crawly things in Alaska. Not just in Alaska, but also the creepy crawly things in our pets, too. So
Whoa.
It's going to be really fun to check out what they have to share. We also will have Sitka Animal Shelter with us as well, and they'll be joining us and talking about why we wear leashes and different ways that we can respect others and wildlife here in the park, and anywhere. And so we'll also have park rangers here as well, and we will have lots of drop-in events. You don't have to stay for the whole thing. Lots of giveaways and prizes, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And
yeah.
So just to backtrack and make sure we have the full picture here, this is an event that is nationwide. Sitka has done it before, but if you have been a Bark Ranger before, this might look very different. It will be a lot bigger. There are partners. This year, specifically, the event will include a costume contest for dogs or for dogs mm-hmm. plus families. Mm-hmm. And there'll be some booths with information about creepy crawlies in Alaska, and it sounds like creepy crawlies inside your dog, and then some other general information for dog owners. And Cinnamon, bark is not just, in this context, the sound a dog makes. It's an acronym, right? Can you tell us what bark means here?
That's right. BARC is actually an acronym. You know, when we talk about this being a National Park Service-wide event, you know, every park has its own specific nuances and things that are important to them, but it really boils down to four things when it comes to having a dog in a national park. And so that's where the acronym BARK comes from. B is for bag your poop or bag your waste. A is for always wear your leash. R is for respect wildlife and other people and dogs who are using the trails. And K is know where you can go. Mm. And so these are really important across the board. It makes a really cool acronym. So that's our Bark Ranger event.
Excellent. And Cinnamon is holding up a neat flyer that says BARK. I'm sure you can see that at Sitka National Historical Park as well. And so this event, it's Saturday morning. Dogs and humans can show up in costumes, learn some things. It sounds like there are some giveaways or gifts as well that people might be able to come out with. Can you tell us, can you give us just a little sneak peek of what some of those might be?
Sure. I know that there are going to be some coloring books and some treats and stuff involved, but also we have some gifts that were provided to us by Alaska Geographic, who is the cooperating association for all the national parks in Alaska, and actually all public lands in Alaska. So we have these really soft, gorgeous bandanas that say Bark Ranger on them and have some cool salmon on them. We have a couple of leashes that are beautiful as well. And we have some of these pet lights that you hang on your dog's collar and it lights up. That way when it's dark, which is most of the winter, mm-hmm. you can see your pet at the end of the leash.
Yeah, useful for pretty much everyone around here.
Right.
Excellent. So it sounds like there's lots to get excited about for this event, and mm-hmm. Just a few logistical things. So this event is for socialized dogs and their humans. What does it mean to be a socialized dog? What should we be thinking about if deciding to bring our dog?
Sure. So if you want to bring your dog, things to keep in mind are there will be other dogs here as well. So a socialized dog is one that can behave around other dogs. It will also be under your control the entire time. It will be on leash and behaving for you. There will be children and a lot of other people involved. So your dog, a socialized dog, should be able to behave in that situation environment as well.
Excellent. And we know that the trails have been closed for a little bit because of some of our our resident wildlife. Will this event take place whether or not the trails are open?
Yes. Those bears, they don't give us their itinerary, so we don't really know how much longer they're going to be hanging out here. So the trail, we're operating under the impression that the trail will be closed. Mm-hmm. If the trail opens up, that's just a bonus for us, but that's not what we're planning for right now. Great. So all of the event will happen right here near the visitor center. This area is still open to be used by the public. So you're welcome to bring your pet and join us right out here on the lawn.
Wonderful. So Cinnamon, just to reiterate our dates and times, this event will be held Saturday, October 30th, not on actual Halloween, 10 a.m. to noon. If you want to participate in the costume contest, that will start at 11:30 on Saturday. And this event will be held on the Seaside Lawn at Sitka National Historical Park, so right outside the visitor center. If the trail's open, that's a bonus, but the event can happen either way. And Cinnamon, where can we find more information if folks are, you know, if it goes through our heads and we forget to write something down, where can we find this?
So you can probably check your newspaper and community calendars on the radio and such. We've kind of blasted that to everyone. You can also look on our website, which is www.nps, as in National Park Service, .gov /SITK, as in Sitka.
Excellent. So that's nps.gov/SITK. You can also check our community calendar at kcw.org or possibly the newspaper. It sounds like the information is out there. And this event is called the Bark Ranger event. It'll be Saturday from 10 to noon. Socialized dogs and their humans are welcome. And it sounds like there's lots of fun stuff that will happen at this event. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Cinnamon. We will hopefully have some folks see you on Saturday.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you.